Road. We're allowed to tell men what we want in any situation. Mid-sex, he asked if I could pretend to be his teacher. Why don't you like my beep? Welcome to Home I Drink Extra Spice. So today, it's just me, it's just Charlene here. I have to say my name because I feel like a lot of people actually still say to me that they can't tell our voices apart, which I think is mad because I really can tell our voices, but because some people can't, this is Charlene talking. I'm by myself. Ellie is celebrating her birthday over in London with her family. And before I get started into Extra Spice, a big thank you to Pennies for sponsoring this episode. As temperatures rise, it's time to refresh your wardrobe, and Pennies has everything you need to do it in style. From chic and comfortable swim sets to breezy linen cords and effortless summer dresses, you'll find perfect pieces for every occasion. I actually was just in there recently. I got like little leopard print PJs that are really nice. I got my bobbins, got my socks, the really nice swimwear bits in. What else did I get? I was getting bits for my holidays. Obviously underwear. Where does the underwear go in my house? Gone. Socks gone. All the time, they just disappear. So I always have to get a little top up. Got the little bottles for refilling for travel. They literally do have it all. They have stylish travel accessories, cozy airport looks that make traveling just a breeze. So whether you're jetting off to sunnier skies or catching up with friends at home, Pennies have your summer style sorted. We mightn't be able to predict Irish weather most of the time, but no matter what the skies are up to, you'll be stealing the spotlight either way, rain or shine. Guys, I feel real shy because I've talked about sexy topics by myself. So Extra Spice, if you are new here and you're wondering what the hell's going on, we have once a month, the first Monday of every month, we have a bonus episode called Extra Spice. Usually it's called Extra Juice, and we have extra dilemmas. But these are all spicy, bedroomy, sexy dilemmas like that. So once a month, that's what we do. If you have any Extra Spice dilemmas or any dilemmas at all, you send them into our email address. So it's homeidrink@growloudnow.com. And this is dilemma one for this week. I'm nervous. Okay. I'm just out of, I feel like a proper like agony aunt sitting here by myself and doing this. I'm just out of an 8-year relationship and I've only ever slept with my ex. I miss sex, but I'm absolutely terrified to start sleeping with new people. I know I'll be self-conscious, and the awkwardness of asking them about STIs and not feeling confident enough to tell them what I do and don't like. I need help, birds. Oh, I think when you come out of a relationship like that, especially so long, I've never been in an 8-year relationship, but after so long, you just can't imagine being with anyone else ever again anyway. Like, so you're overthinking everything. Like, you were 8 years in to being so comfortable with this partner. Like, you literally could tell them if they're doing something wrong, be like, what the hell is that? And you'd laugh about each other. Like, I don't like this, I like that. You're so comfortable with them that, like, when you have 8 years of feeling comfortable with someone, you find it hard to imagine having that 8 years comfortability with someone you've just met, which obviously you're not going to have. It's going to be awkward to start. It's going to be messy again. It's going to be like, God, how do I say this? But like, that's just how it is with new things. And like, try not to think of it as like being something nerve-wracking and more so like exciting and like funny and things you can like talk to the girls about and say, oh girls, how do I say this? Like, I just think it will always be awkward and self-conscious at the start. I wish you could skip that phase. I wish you could just control alt delete and skip it and go like a few months in where you're a bit more comfortable and you know what each other likes. But like, that's not the reality of relationships. They are messy and awkward and self-conscious at the start, and like, just you're so used to a routine with this person of 8 years in the bedroom that you know exactly every freckle on each other's body, like everything, you know. Whereas with someone new, it's so scary because you don't know any of that. You don't know one thing about them until you get in the bedroom, really. So I think just realizing that it's ever like everyone feels the same, like whoever you're with next will feel the same too. Like, it's, they could have came out of a relationship, they might not have as well, but it's always gonna be awkward and a little bit messy at the start. But like, that's how you become comfortable, is being awkward and messy and figuring things out together. It's not just you, it's gonna feel that way. You just have to work on it together. And like, if something funny or messy happens or awkward, it's a funny story. So I think just go with the flow. This is very like, I feel like I would think like this if I was in your situation. I'd be in the exact same mindset, but I think you have to just let go of control of things and be like, right, whatever happens is going to happen. We'll cross the awkward bridge when it comes to it, but don't worry about something that hasn't happened yet. Okay, dilemma two. Hey girls, my boyfriend is amazing in every way, kind, supportive, affectionate, but he's never gone down on me. He even says it doesn't appeal to him. I've said it's something I enjoy, but he says he's more into other stuff. It's starting to feel unfair, especially when he expects everything done for him. is this something I should push on, or is it just not worth making a big deal of? Girl, that's unfair. I need to get my legs up. You need to get cozy, because what the hell? No, I'm sorry. No, like, why? How can that not appeal to someone? I'm sorry, am I being insensitive saying that, like, to a man? Surely, yeah. Like, you are the woman he loves. He's loving, he's kind, supportive, affectionate, whatever that she was saying, which is great. We love that. But he should he not want to do that? Is that not, like, if he's getting things back? Like, okay, sometimes people are, like, asexual and they don't like sex. And that's, like, a thing. Like, that's fair enough if that was the case for both of them, whatever. But, like, if he's doing other stuff, he's into other stuff, he's getting... She's gone down on him. Like, why does he not want that back, to do that back? I think definitely push on it. Maybe it's a thing. I have heard recently that a lot of men don't feel confident doing it and then they don't do it. So maybe it's a problem of that he's not feeling confident in what he's doing. But also, if he's your boyfriend, like, he should be able to tell you that, and, like, you can work on it together and you can tell him what, that's tragic, or, like, you guide him along the way. But I just think, for him to say it doesn't appeal to him is a bit insensitive and a bit like, it wouldn't make me feel great. I'd be like, why don't you like my beep? I just think, like, he should want to do that, and, like, he should love every part of you, like, the same amount. And, like, maybe it's a confidence thing, like I said, but I just feel like you should definitely push on it and just say it's something you want. We're allowed to tell men what we want in any situation in life, especially the bedroom. You should, like, it should be a mutual thing. You get and you give, fair 50-50. It's not always 50-50 with men, but it should be. Okay, dilemma 3. I've sleeping with this guy I've been seeing for a few weeks, and mid-sex, he asked if I could pretend to be his teacher. Full role play, full backstory while I was naked. What's the backstory all about? I tried to go along with it a little bit, but I felt weird, and honestly, I've been shook since. Is that normal, or have I walked into something dodgy? I have never experienced that. And I know people are into, there's a lot of different role plays that people are into. Something about that, I don't know. It depends. Some people, like, both people will be really into it, but there's some things, like, me and Ellie have talked about before on the show, like, in Extra Spice, about, like, fetishes and stuff. And there was someone, I think, once that, like, did he really like latex or something like that? And she wasn't sure. Like, there was things like that. So there's definitely things that, like, one partner is going to like and enjoy and the other one isn't, which is fine. But if it's making you feel uncomfortable and you don't enjoy it, I think you have to like, to communicate that and tell him. I don't know if it's dodgy. Like, that's his taste. I don't want to, like, put down anyone's wants and stuff or whatever. Like, I personally wouldn't be into that, but each to their own. I think if it's something that you, like, have to try, go along with, and you're really not feeling, it's killing your mood, you need to communicate that and be like, look, that's not something I'm into. Like, is that always going to be a thing? Like, cause I'm sure there's people that really works for and, like, they love that, or, like, different role plays and different things. But I think if it's something that you feel shook since, you need to voice that and say that to him, because you never know. Like, that could have been the first of many different role plays that he wants to try that you're not into. Like, some people just aren't sexually compatible, and that's okay. Like, you might really like him, might be a nice guy, like, but sexually it's not working, and that's fine. But I think you need to have a conversation about that, because it could happen again. And it's just not, it's, if sex isn't fun for you or it's not doing it for you, then it shouldn't be done. I think, I feel like, yeah, you need to, like, both be 100% enjoying it and not feel uncomfortable or, like, weird about what you're doing. Then again, like, people try new things and it might feel, like, awkward at the start, but there's a difference between feeling a little bit awkward or, like, you're giggling and stuff to feel uncomfortable. Like, they're two very different things. So I would voice that to him. As uncomfortable that might be, I think it will save you a lot of more uncomfortableness in the long run. Then dilemma 4, and finally, after hearing your cheating episode last week, I've been triggered about something my boyfriend does again. We've been together for 2 years now and I've never questioned our relationship or how much we love each other. We live together, we're both in our late 20s and everything genuinely feels perfect. I know since frequently used emojis were the aubergine and splash, like the splash emojis. I brought it up straight away and he said it was just a joke they use when talking about golf. Like if someone plays badly, they say got fucked and throw in those emojis as a laugh. I thought, okay, fair enough. Lads can be weird sending through stuff and I kind of let it go. But then last night he was texting another friend in bed. I glanced over again and saw even more of those emojis infrequently used, like cherries, peach, aubergine, splash and a few others. After bringing it up again, he told me it's a lads being lads thing and kind of got defensive. He said it was childish, then I even questioned it and I was like, we're not teenagers, you're seriously arguing with me over emojis. So I guess I just want your two cents on this. Am I overreacting or do you think there could be something more sinister behind these spicy emojis? Oh God. I don't know. Because like, do people actually send them unironically? That's my question for it. Because I'm like, maybe it is just in the lads group chat because like they're messing and they're using them. Like, I don't know anyone currently. I don't think I've ever maybe like when I was really much a good bit younger, like talking years ago, some might use them, but like it would have gave me the ick first of all. And second of all, do people still use them? I don't know. So maybe, see, people get defensive as two things, either guilt or they're actually just like, why would you think that of me vibes? But I also think that like he should understand if you're upset about something or you see something, and like I think communication is so important that like, if your partner's upset about something or it's a problem for them or they're questioning something, like as long as they aren't always at you about things, I think you should give them reassurance. And he could have just as easily shown you in his group chat recently where they've used that emoji. It's like, look, I play golf through the day, that's what we use. Like if it's in his that recently used emojis, then it would probably be up in his chat and not that far up. I just think it's the way people go about things. Like if you had a scene that, it would have put your mind so at ease. But like him getting defensive, it's going to obviously straight away make you think that he is guilty. So I don't know if you say it to him again and be like, I don't know, like, could you say, show me the chat? Like, I think, is emojis a valid reason to start that over? Like, since here in our last episode, we were talking about cheating basically last week. And one of the people caught their boyfriend cheating because he was using them emojis. So I think obviously that's what she said has triggered this question. So I wouldn't have thought that was like a reason to think so, but since last week, I suppose now I do, because someone literally got caught because of that. So I don't know what to tell you to do though, because you can't go through his phone. I would never tell you to do that. Wink. No, I'm going through his phone, but I think maybe just saying to him again, just being like, here, I can't stop thinking about them emojis being in recently used, like see how he reacts then. And if he shows these messages, I don't know if you can say, I demand to see the messages. Like maybe you could, if you're, to be honest, if I was with someone for years or whatever and I seen that, like I probably would be like, show me a message then. I could be all like, oh, I'll just ask them again, but like I'd be like, just show me, it's not that hard. And if he makes a big song and dance about that being a problem, like then I don't think he's the one. But then again, my attitude towards emojis being a problem before last week's episode, I would have probably had the same reaction, being like, what are you talking about? If someone said to me, why have you got them emojis? I'd be like, what? But it's just since last week, I feel like we're all traumatized because all the dilemmas or all the cheating stories were so crazy and so out of pocket that now we're all thinking that emojis mean people are cheating. But fair enough, because it has meant it in the past. So I think if it was me, if I was a few years into a relationship, I'd be like, well, show me then. Where's your golf messages? You weren't golfing last week. Where's your we got fucked message or whatever that you use the eggplant emoji for? Yeah, I think that's the best thing. Thanks for listening, guys, to me my solo spicy episode. Homo Drink Extra Spice. If you have any spicy dilemmas, then you can send them in to homodrink@goloudnow.com. If you want them, well, actually, sorry, they'll be an extra spice anyway, never mind. But any normal dilemmas as well, send them in there for our other weeks. So we have extra juice every other week of the month, and just the first Monday is extra spice. Thank you so much to Penny for sponsoring this episode. We love you so much. And we'll see you on Wednesday for a full episode and on Thursday for a full video episode as well. So see you then. Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.